Blog Talk Radio.
Some prisons are totally binding. Others are totally liberating. So these are not the top four or anything, but I think they are representative. And I believe maybe the worst tyrant in the world is self. Self is the worst tyrant. There is no despot that is so bondage-driven as self. See, isn't it true that our self is ever so valiant to polish its image that it keeps us bound to do all that'll make us shine? Do this, don't do that. Go here, but don't go there. Spit and polish. Lie, sneak, deceive, justify. Do anything to make yourself look good. And one of the cleverest ways to make yourself look good is to point at everybody else's faults. So you make you look good by making others look bad. The problem is, you got to really work at this to keep your story straight. Self. So if you spell self backwards and add an H, you have flesh. the world's worst tyrant. And many of us have been, some of us may still be, in bondage to self. Another big one is religion. It is said that there is no prison so binding as religion. In a way, religion is sort of a corporate self. Lots of do's and don'ts. You know, tithe, read the Bible, pray, go to church, keep the law. Those are all good things. But it's step two, maybe, or three or four. But not one. And we've learned in the church to do all sorts of busy work that'll prevent us from having an intimate relationship with the living God. When our relationship with God is living and vital, tithing, reading the Bible, praying, going to church, won't be a problem. It'll just be a natural response that grows out of the relationship. And no longer a bondage. Today we are told to make the church culturally relevant. What we're supposed to be doing is making the culture biblically relevant. We are told to be tolerant of any and everything. How many of you read the church page in the Times? Okay, one, all right. Should read it because maybe we'll throw a special service in there sometime. You won't know about it. But this, did you notice this week's edition has got a lot of weird little religious news items. So if you still got it, well, don't waste your time on it. I'll tell you. There's a new book you should not buy because this author, there's a little blurb about this long, and I can describe him to you in one word: universalism. There's no heaven, there's no hell. You just make your choices and you make the best of it you can right here, you know, and then when it's over, you know. It's like the poem about the dog, see? I had a little dog. His name was Rover. And when he died all over. Well, that's what we're trying to do. It isn't so. It isn't so. But you see, this guy is saying, well, God is love. And love conquers everything. Which is true, isn't it? Love conquers everything. But it's not this emotional ooey-gooey. A reworking of the philosophy about 20 years ago, I'm okay, you're okay. And it's true what Paul is saying. God loves us the way, just as we are, which is true. But I also like how Max Lucado puts the second part to that in the title of his book. God loves you the way you are, but he loves you too much to let you stay that way. Because God is at work in our lives to bring us into the likeness of Christ. And so much of what is going on in the world, Lee Church, is keeping us from Christ's likeness and making us more like the world so that we can be very pluralistic. Be tolerant of anything and everything. All right, religion is a tight prison. Then immorality is another big prison, isn't it? Immorality. We now have been told that we have established an amoral society. There's nothing wrong, there's nothing right, it's whatever seems good to you. That's what it is. And so nothing is right, nothing is wrong. There are no absolutes, there is no standards. We've come full circle, I think, to where Israel was at the end of the book of Judges, where everybody did what was right in his own eyes because there was no king. And so today things are based on one's wants or feelings, a disregard for God and for the word of God, and that leads to perversions. But we say, oh, you know, we're free. But have you noticed all these various things somehow require us to justify them? Today we call it people living together. There really is no living. The old term of shacking up described it much better. And, you know, changing the terminology doesn't change the imprisonment. And it's the same with homosexuality. It is unnatural and it is ungodly. And yet we say, oh, no, it's just an alternate lifestyle. Isn't it something, you know, we end up trying to justify all these things. Now we say, now the governments have decreed that gay and lesbian marriages are okay. Well, the government may say that, but God doesn't. And God is the one that counts. Adultery is viewed as normal behavior. I suppose if you're in that prison, it's normal. But that's the prison from which Jesus has come to proclaim deliverance.